give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, what's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, 10 o'clock on a fantastic Friday night as the Philadelphia 76ers pick up win number 3 inside the bubble in 4 games, with 4 more remaining. Next up, the Portland Trail Blazers on Sunday right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Good evening as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. It is time to go in the post until midnight. Dylan McKinnon producing the show. Once again, great work by Tyler Zuli, engineering things back here at the studio. Tom McGinnis, Marty Dickerson, and Rob Grussman from the center as we air the game right here on the Sixers Radio Network, and they pick up the win 108-101. And guys, gals, Sixers fans, we have a lot to get into, a lot to break down from this game overall. So many good things to talk about, some bad things that we need to discuss as well as we get ready for the final four of the seeding games for the 76ers before the playoffs get underway. Their final game inside the bubble for the seeding games will be a week from tonight on the 14th against the Rockets. We just don't know what time that will be. It's still to be determined based on how things play out by game 7 for all of the teams inside the bubble. A lot of stuff going on with seeding. The Sixers win tonight. They are now tied yet again with the Indiana Pacers for the 5th seed. Indiana right now with the tiebreaker because of the head-to-head matchup. And the Sixers need to do their part, handle their own business with Portland, Phoenix, Toronto, and Houston left on the schedule. Not easy. Portland, as Tom McGinnis just pointed out, we know about Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum. Now you have Yusuf Nurkic, Zach Collins back, and all of a sudden, Gary Trent Jr. can't miss off the bench from behind the three-point line for the Portland Trailblazers. And oh, by the way, Carmelo Anthony can still play. Then you talk about the Phoenix Suns. They are 4-0 inside the bubble right now, and they are trying to find themselves in the playoffs. Once things were put together for them to be in a bubble with the Sacramento Kings and the New Orleans Pelicans, the San Antonio Spurs, all trying to fight for that eighth seed against the Memphis Grizzlies, all the Phoenix Suns have done is find themselves now 2.5 games behind the Memphis Grizzlies for that eighth and final spot in the Western Conference. The Grizzlies are one up on the Blazers, so obviously on Sunday the Blazers have something to play for. The San Antonio Spurs 2 games behind the Grizzlies, and the Phoenix Suns again 2.5. So meaningful games with the Portland Trail Blazers and the Phoenix Suns upcoming. We already know how good the Toronto Raptors are. They are currently playing the Boston Celtics down right now by, it looks like, 18 now, 46-28. In the second quarter, as they get ready to head to halftime, the Boston Celtics putting a beating on the Toronto Raptors as it stands right now. Nothing much more for the Toronto Raptors to play for. They have a nice separation from the Celtics. They are 4.5 games up on them. So with 4 games remaining and not really much to play for here, of course they're going to go out there and play. They're a prideful team. They'll win some games before the seeding games are done. But meaningful games for the Sixers, because the Raptors will be the 7th game. And finally, the Houston Rockets. Right now, they are 0.5 game up on the Utah Jazz for the 4th spot in the West, and 2.5 behind the Denver Nuggets. So if they believe they can catch the Nuggets, maybe they'll try. If not, they'll stay in that 4th spot. But they have to make sure they handle their business. Maybe it won't mean anything next Friday against the Houston Rockets. Maybe it will. We'll find out. But the Sixers, tough wins in the last 2 when they beat the San Antonio Spurs and the Washington Wizards. And while this was a tough win, I feel better about this one than I did the games previous before this one against those Spurs and the Wizards. And we know this was the first game without Ben Simmons with the left knee issue that has him out right now, has him out tonight, probably out on Sunday, and the same on Tuesday. We're all speculating. But with this left kneecap issue, it's going to take some time for him to get back on the floor. Al Horford, insert him into the starting lineup. I like that choice by Brett Brown. It was either Horford or Matisse Thybulle for me, with a long, long shot of Alec Burks to give him the extra ball handler. But right out of the gate, things started to work out with Al Horford, as he has some quick buckets early. He ended up with 21 points tonight on 8 of 14 shooting, 1 of 3 from behind the three-point line, and 4 of 4 from the free throw line with 9 rebounds and 2 assists, 1 turnover, 1 block shot in 30 minutes and 20 seconds. And one of the things that we talk about with him fitting in next to Joel Embiid is the fit is not there. He looks old. He looks out of place. He looks out of sync. He looks like he forgot how to play basketball. Well, tonight that was not the case. We got playoff basketball Al Horford tonight, albeit seeding games and not yet in a series in the Eastern Conference playoffs. This was the Al Horford you want. Now, you're not going to get 21 every night, but he shot very efficient. He shot good shots. He was very smart with the shots that he took. And again, 8 of 14. Even the three-pointers that he attempted, I had no issue with any of them, and it was not a high volume of them. There were only three. Many times we talk about Joel Embiid and his shot selection from behind the three-point line. Very controversial tonight. Once again, TNT talking about his outside shooting. That became a thing here in Philadelphia on social media for Sixer fans and Sixer media as well. Al Horford, only three-pointers, only three three-point attempts tonight for him. Very, very good game from Al Horford this evening for the Sixers. Will this continue? We don't know, and now we wait. You assume he's going to be paired up, matched up with Carmelo Anthony on Sunday, or Zach Collins when he's in the game, while Embiid is going to be battling with Nurkic. And we know about the guard situation, Tom McGinnis pointed that out. You're going to need a great defensive performance from Josh Richardson and some really good stuff from Shake Milton as well on Sunday to try to stop those two guys. They're going to look at Shake Milton as a young player and attack him. Matisse Thybulle, you're also going to need him as well for those defensive purposes. But Al Horford, very good game tonight. Where does it go from here with Al Horford? Can he give you this type of production? Can he duplicate this type of performance in these games going forward for the duration that he is in the starting lineup, specifically when Ben Simmons is out? And if they decide to go back to that traditional lineup of Simmons and Horford in the starting lineup together, once they get to the postseason, we will have to find out. But guys, really tonight, when they needed him, he stepped up in a big way with the 21 points and the 9 rebounds. Played some good defense as well, as he had to guard Nick Vucevic from time to time, Ken Burch as well, James Ennis, Gary Clark. Just a good performance from Al Horford. Very good to see that from someone who has struggled mightily in his first season with the Philadelphia 76ers. Tobias Harris, a game-high 39 minutes and 43 seconds, 8 of 21. 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 2 of 5 from the perimeter, from behind the three-point line. 15 rebounds for Tobias Harris, a career-high 15, if I'm not mistaken, for Tobias Harris. If it's not a career-high, it's at least a season-high of 15 for Tobias Harris to go along with 23 points, 4 assists as well. Only 2 turnovers in those 39 minutes plus for the starting small forward for the Sixers. And this is what I'll say about the 8 of 21, while it's not a great shooting percentage from the field. This was a performance that, while the numbers weren't very high point total wise, I've always said I needed him between 19 and 22 on average in the playoffs. He has given you 30, 25, and I believe 20 plus again against Washington on Wednesday. And in this game, 23. But I loved the aggressiveness. They were not bad shots. He did the things that he does very well. He got to his spots. He just missed early. There was that one point in the second quarter that I wrote down where the Sixers, he was 22 of 10 with 9 minutes to play, and he did not stop shooting. He kept shooting. He kept getting to his spots. He kept trying to find a way to stay engaged. If his shot wasn't falling, he still was very active on the defensive end and the offensive glass with 6 offensive rebounds, 9 in the defensive variety. He played a very good game, Tobias Harris did, despite the fact that he missed the 13 shots that he missed tonight for the 76ers. But he was 8 of 21. He was aggressive. He was still seeking those shots. Even though he wasn't scoring, he's a volume scorer. He had volume shots. They didn't fall, but he kept going. He was never discouraged by it. He kept getting the looks. They kept calling plays for him. He ended up with 23, and he played a very, very good game overall. In the third quarter, he had 6 points, 2 of 3. In the fourth quarter, he had 6 points, 2 of 3 as well. So I tip my hat to Tobias Harris with the work that he did in the second half specifically, but staying engaged on the defensive glass and the offensive glass as well, and playing solid defensively for Tobias Harris. Good work by him. And in the front court to close things out in terms of the big fellas, Joel Embiid, 37 minutes. You love to hear that. 7 of 18 from the floor. Did not give you a great performance in the first half. 23 points, 9 of 13 from the free throw line, 13 boards, 2 offensive rebounds, only 4 personal fouls, stayed out of foul trouble, 2 turnovers, right? No block shots, no steals, but he was still a defensive force. Nick Vucevic always has a good game against Joel Embiid. So 21 and 12 against Embiid, par for the course for him, but he still stayed engaged, as we talked about with Tobias Harris, stayed involved, was very aggressive coming out of the locker room, where in the third quarter alone, he put up 12 points on 3 of 6 shooting, got to the free throw line 8 times, making 6 of those. Very aggressive, decisive, getting low block touches, making sure that when he had that deep post position, he tried to at least call for the ball, hope they found him, and do the work that he needed to do. 12 points in that quarter, 12 combined between Harris and Horford. They shot 5 of 7 from the field in that quarter. So the front court flat out dominated for the Sixers. Although it was 29-29, at that point, DJ Augustine went off with the Magic, destroying Shake Milton every time he was out there and tried to defend them. The front court for the Sixers in the third quarter came up in a big way, and we know what they did in the fourth. Number one, defensively, they did not relinquish 40-plus points in the fourth quarter. They only gave up 22, and themselves, they put up 31 for the fourth quarter. Most importantly, guys, they got to the free throw line 17 times in the fourth quarter, converting 13 of those 17, where the Magic, only 5 opportunities, a 4-5 for the Magic in the fourth quarter. That's where the defense was just strong. It was aggressive. They did what they needed to do, smothering the Magic, forcing them to shoot only 35% from the field in the fourth quarter, 2 of 10 from deep, 8 of 23 overall from the field. Very good defense in the fourth quarter against a team that they were better than, and it showed at the end, and ultimately they won 108-101. We will take your phone calls tonight in the post, and we also have, once again, an opportunity for you to win on the Friday night final show for us as we go in the post, an opportunity on our in the post show to win a $50 NFL shop gift card. So we'll do that with the best caller tonight as we talk about the Sixers. We have some Philly stuff to talk about as well. I see Nat wants to do that. The Flyers game on Saturday against the Tampa Bay Lightning finally has the time. It will be an 8 o'clock puck drop against the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night. You can hear that right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So plenty to discuss, and we cannot start with the phone calls with Nat and everybody else following the Twitter phone calls as well without addressing Alec Burks and his 22 points off the bench. Okay? Fantastic. Many people have been questioning Brett Brown's coaching decision as to why Alec Burks has not been getting the minutes over Raul Neto in these games before tonight. And while he has played, there were times where it seems that Brett Brown felt more comfortable with how Neto running the team, more of a traditional point guard, where Alec Burks is a scoring guard, a combo guard, but more of a scoring guard mentality than looking to be a team that's a player that's going to run the team and distribute the basketball. Alec Burks tonight showed why many others, myself included, wanted Alec Burks in the playoff rotation. And I think tonight, with the absence of Ben Simmons, the struggling of Josh Richardson and Shake Milton, a combined 4 of 17 from the field, Alec Burks stepped up big. They were 4 of 17. He was 8 of 15 with some big shots, 3 of 7 from behind the three-point line. Also got to the free throw line, 3 of 5 from there. Missing those two, he could have ended up, well, let's just say 24, because he's a very good free throw shooter. Also gave you 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 turnover in 27 minutes plus of action, 8 of 15 from the floor. He looked like, again, one of these professional scorers, which is why they went out and got him. Someone that can get to his spot, create, get to any space that he wants to on the floor, create the separation on the jump shots, and still also be somebody that can just give you another ball handler out there on the floor tonight. This is why Elton Brand traded for him along with Glenn Robinson and brought him in to be part of the playoff, the stretch for the regular season, and of course the playoff run for Alec Burks. He was fantastic tonight with his scoring ability, the wiggle that he has with the basketball in his hands to create that space to get defenders off balance, and he knows where he's going. They don't have a clue. He's very shifty with the basketball. He was fantastic tonight. So for me, if I had to give a game ball and they do the bell ringer after each victory, I think it's combined Al Horford and Alec Burks, but I believe, I haven't even checked, and we can check, Dylan, as we go along. I haven't even checked, but I'm assuming that with Al Horford having the bell ringer in one of the other games that they won, I'm assuming that Alec Burks was the bell ringer for the Philadelphia 76ers tonight. Because
the kid is a baller.
He is a baller. The points that he gave you tonight were much needed. The 22, four double-figure scores with Harris, Horford, Embiid, and Burks, and they needed every bit of those points from all of those guys tonight. 38 field goals made for the 76ers, 23 for the front court, with another 31 of 38 makes of their field goals came from 4 people tonight: Harris, Horford, Embiid, and Burks. And I think going forward, we now know, at least through the remainder of these seeding games, and as long as Ben Simmons is out to start the playoffs, if he is not available to start things, Alec Burks is going to be in the playoff rotation. He will get some very good minutes, some important minutes, and we'll see what the closing lineup looks like a lot of times to end the half and to end the game for Brett Brown. So, Sixers win 108-101. They pick up their 3rd straight victory and their 3rd in 4 games of the seeding games that they have. 8 of those 4 remaining now inside the bubble for the seeding games before the playoff starts. They are now 42-27 overall, tied with the Pacers for 5th in the Eastern Conference. And we will see what things go from here. The Magic 32-38. They are now 1-3 inside the bubble. They were led by Evan Fournier's 22. Very quiet 22 as well. More impactful was the Nick Vucevic 21, along with 12 boards. James Ennis, the 3rd, former 76er, had a very good night for them. 14 points starting, 5 of 10 from the field, 1 of 4 from deep, getting to the free throw line as well 4 times, knocking down 3 of those with 9 boards. 2 turnovers in 31 minutes and 38 seconds. DJ Augustine was 16. That big quarter that we talked about in the 3rd for DJ Augustine to help out with that point total right there for the starting point guard. Off the bench, Markelle Fultz, another former Sixer, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 turnovers, 1 steal, 4 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 3 from deep, got to the free throw line, converting all 4 of his attempts. Kem Birch, nice minutes for the Magic off the bench in the front court with 8 points, 6 boards, and 18-56. Wes Iwunde, 18-56 as well, 2 of 5 from the floor for his 4 points. They fall tonight 108-101. To the Philadelphia 76ers and remain in that 8th spot in the Eastern Conference. Now a game and a half behind the 7th seed Brooklyn Nets. And they haven't clinched that playoff spot yet, the Orlando Magic. They will, because the Wizards are now 7 games behind the Magic for that 8th spot. So while the Wizards are in the bubble, they're not going to catch the Orlando Magic. It's just too much at this point. So the Magic will be in. They'll clinch it eventually, but without Aaron Gordon right now due to injury, the team doesn't have much of a chance to beat the Milwaukee Bucks, who are the top seed in the Eastern Conference. Sixers tonight shot from the floor 40 48.9%. So let's round it off to 41. Putting up 93 shot attempts, 29 threes on the night, making 8. That's 27.6% from deep. 24 of 33 from the free throw line for 72.7%. 51 of 47, the advantage on the glass. 19 assists on 38 made baskets. Protected the ball tonight, people. 9 turnovers only for the Philadelphia 76ers. So I look at Shake Milton with that one with only 1 turnover. Alec Burks as well. And most importantly, Joel Embiid. Only 2 turnovers on the evening with all the attention that he drew tonight from the Orlando Magic. So we'll take your phone calls. We go until midnight tonight, 610-632-0975. Best caller of the evening. We will give away a $50 NFL Shop gift card. So when you call in, we will talk basketball. We go in and post until midnight. And the best caller that Dylan chooses tonight will walk away heading into the weekend with a $50 NFL Shop gift card. So we look forward to giving that away as well. We will not ignore the Phillies, who were supposed to be off tonight because of the weather overall, right? The weather, we knew it was rainy, it was foggy, it was crazy out there, and it was just too much. It was nasty out there for the Phillies and the Braves, so that game was postponed. They will play the games this weekend, a doubleheader. I'm assuming is already in the books. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, on Sunday.
On Sunday, Dill. So the doubleheader will be on Sunday. So tomorrow, a doubleheader on Sunday, and hopefully the Phillies get all 3 games. And that's coming off of a nice win yesterday over the New York Yankees. So the phone number, 610-632-0975. Sixers win tonight, 107-101 over the Orlando Magic. 108-101, pardon me, over the Orlando Magic. A 7-point victory over the Magic tonight. Sixers win their 3rd in a row, and they get ready for the Portland Trailblazers on Sunday. And I believe that's a 6:30 start right here on the Fanatic. Tough game against the Portland Trailblazers. So we'll take your phone call, 610-632-0975. Yes, that's a 6:30 start on Sunday. But we will dissect this game tonight, talk about the Phillies, the Flyers, and much, much more, and give away our NFL Shop gift card, the total $50. 610-632-0975. We're in the post talking Sixers basketball right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Javon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh, and just like that, the Orlando Magic lose. And yet they still can clinch a playoff spot because tonight the Washington Wizards are officially eliminated from the bubble. They lose to the Pelicans 118-107. So that means the Magic have made it to the playoffs. We knew it was going to happen, but still, you know, as we talked about it before we went to break, it was just one of those deals. That's all. Yeah, so, all right, you know, so there's that. They clinch a playoff spot. And how about this, too? Isn't this always great? Evan Fournier and the Magic lose, yet he earns a bonus of $150,000 for making the playoffs. Or even better, Kevin Durant, I think he got $4 million as a bonus. $1 million or $4 million, something like that. I know that's a big discrepancy, but I saw it earlier, and I was like, wow, he didn't even play this season. And the Brooklyn Nets make the playoffs, and he gets a bonus. Must be fantastic. But anyway, the Orlando Magic are now in the playoffs after the loss by the Washington Wizards this evening. All right, so there you have it. The Magic are in. First team eliminated, the Washington Wizards. Man, are they 0-5? They haven't won. I don't think they've won while in the bubble. But anyway, we do not care about them. We do not care. Orlando is in. We don't care about them. We do not care about the Washington Wizards. The Sixers They are now sitting in the fifth spot, tied with the Indiana Pacers, tiebreaker Pacers right now. And let's see what happens going forward. But they win tonight 108-101 over those Orlando Magic people in Orlando. And we also giving away tonight another $50 NFL Shop gift card. Just in time for the NFL season. We know what it is. Cannot wait for the season to start. We hope Doug Peterson gets healthy. You know, we wish him the best of luck with everything after testing positive for COVID-19. Same for Lane Johnson and all the guys that have been put on the lane, the COVID-19 protocol thing that they have to do in the NFL where they are on that report. So we hope everyone is safe. But the Sixers win tonight, 108-101, led by Embiid's 23. He had just had a big night tonight, not as much as we've seen in the past, but still a big one because in the second half, he really stepped it up 23-13, 23-15 for Tobias Harris, 21-9 for Al Horford, starting in place of the injured Ben Simmons with the left knee issue that he has. Struggling tonight, Josh Richardson with 5 points, 2 of 12 from the floor, 1 of 5 from deep. Shake Milton, 2 of 5 from the field with 6 points, and off the bench, probably the big story of tonight, Alec Burks, 27 minutes, 8 of 15 for 22 points. So, guys, what stood out to you tonight? 610-632-0975. They pick up a win. They have now won 3 in a row after losing the opener to the Indiana Pacers. They play the Portland Trailblazers next on Sunday, 6:30 tip-off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, and they are very good. We're going to be busy this weekend. Got the Flyers tomorrow night at 8, the Phillies with a game tomorrow and a doubleheader on Sunday. So you have the Flyers at 8, doubleheader early for the Phillies on Sunday, Sixers at 6:30. It's going to be a long, busy weekend for you sports fans, and we cannot wait. But we are in the post talking Sixers, 610-632-0975, and we will qualify the best callers of the night for our NFL Shop gift card. Totaling $50 to the best caller. We gave them away on Wednesday. We gave them away last night. Gave one away last night. And we close out the week giving away another NFL Shop gift card. $50 on that gift card for you. Get some nice bird stuff. All right. 610-632-0975. We will certainly get to the tweets. We'll hear from Dylan McKinnon. We'll talk some Flyers. We'll talk some Phillies. An Eagles signing that we have to update you with right here on The Fanatic. Let's start things off in Westchester. Tipping us off in the post with Drew right here on The Fanatic. What's up, Drew?
Hey, what's going on, Devon? How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I was doing a lot worse earlier after seeing my Penguins get eliminated from the playoffs.
Done. They just flat out tanked it.
Yeah, man.
Trying to get that number one pick?
Well, that's the only, you know, bright side of this, maybe, but I don't even want to talk about it.
I hear you.
Neither here nor there.
Well, you also pay attention to the Flyers, so let's get flyered up.
Yeah, no, I'm flyered up, dude. Actually, you know, I actually wanted to talk Sixers first. So I flipped on the Sixers, so that was a nice little win, I thought. I mean, Burks went nuts. I mean, that was just great watching him play, and I thought Horford and Embiid played pretty well together to start the game off with Simmons being out. Mm-hmm. So, I know it was Orlando, so nothing, crazy as far as, skill competition-wise, but I really thought it was a good game, and I liked what I saw with, no Simmons being in there. I thought they did pretty well for themselves.
Yeah, they did, and I just ran off. Let me run off these numbers to you with the front court. 18 of 24 between the three of Harris, Horford, and Embiid. 37 rebounds among that trio. Joel Embiid's 37 double-double.
I was just going to say that, the rebounds, yeah.
Yep, absolutely, 37 double-double. The rebounds, 37 total between the three of them. 15 for Harris, 13 for Embiid, 9 for Horford, and 23 of 53 field goals for those three bigs for the 76ers. So when they talk about in the offseason, they kept telling us during the regular season, smash-mouth offense. That's what you got, bully ball defense in the second half as well.
No, exactly, man. And like I said, they're 3-1 right now in the bubble right now. And I kind of expected to maybe go 6-2. So they're on par for what I was expecting. So So far, so good.
Yeah, I think I had them 5-3 or 6-2 between those two. I think it was 5-3, but at best 6-2. And right now they are on pace. But listen, that Trailblazers team, you know they can score from Dame, CJ, Melo. Now Gary Trent going off. Nurkic is back. That is a tough basketball team that they're going to have to face on Sunday. The Suns on Tuesday, Raptors on Wednesday, and then closing it out with the Rockets. These final four games are going to be tough, and no Simmons out there. They really have to step it up.
Yeah, we're going to really see what the mentality of this team is in these next four games heading into the playoffs. So I'm psyched for it. And as far as the Flyers go, I think they're in a great spot going against Tampa. There's no Stamkos for Tampa tomorrow. And, you know, they win that game and they get the number one seed. They're playing Montreal. And so I wish them, you know, a hell of a lot better luck than the Penguins did with them. So that's, that's what it's going to be.
Nah, I hear you, man. Well, listen, hang on. We want to give you an opportunity to take this, take this gift card home for you. Enjoy the weekend, man. We'll talk to you, Drew. 610-632-0975. We qualify Drew with the great call here on 97.5 The Fanatic as we go in the post. 610-632-0975. Sixers win 108-101. What does it mean now with Alec Burks having the big game that he did? And also, look, we've been hard. I'm not going crazy, all right? Let's be clear here. They got to win against a team that they should have beaten, an eighth seed. They should have beat this basketball team, and they did. But like I always say, if they didn't beat this basketball team, we would be talking about the opposite, certainly, right? What else would we be talking about? We'd be talking about them losing a game, and we would be crushing them for losing the basketball game tonight against the Orlando Magic. So in terms of how this goes, the disappointing performance that they put up in the first half and coming back to win the game the way that they did, the numbers that I just read off again. Think about this, people. Think about the Sixers fans. Those three between Horford, Harris, and Embiid, 18 of 24 from the free throw line, 37 combined rebounds, and 53 field goal attempts among those three. They shot 23 of 53. You put in Alec Burks there with his 15, right? They shot 68 between the four of them field goals. They shot 93 field goal attempts overall. But among those three, 15 for Burks, you're now looking at 68 field goal attempts from those four, all 20-point scores tonight. All of them. All right? All of them. 23 to lead the team, Embiid and Harris, 23 each. 22 for Burks off the bench, and 21 for Al Horford. And everyone shot pretty well, played well overall, not getting carried away, but they needed this win. Again, get that momentum. Carry that from game to game. See if it helps you out against the next opponent and then the next opponent. And then walking into that postseason, the start of the postseason, the confidence is hopefully at a sky-high level for the Philadelphia 76ers. 610-632-0975. The Flyers, of course, are the hottest team here in town. We look forward to seeing what they're doing, but we want both of them to make a deep run in their respective sports. So we have a lot of stuff to talk about, positive things to talk about for these two teams and the Phillies, of course, and whenever the Eagles get back out there as well. 610-632-0975. We are in the post until midnight right here on the Fanatic. What stood out to you guys tonight, right? Who would you give the player of the game award to? Would it be Burks? Or would it be Horford? Or would you go Tobias Harris, even with 23 points, didn't shoot very well, but collected a team-high 15 rebounds, a game-high 15 rebounds for Tobias Harris in the absence of Ben Simmons? You were going to need rebounding help from somewhere, and he gave you 15 tonight. Al Horford with 9 in the starting lineup tonight for the Sixers. 610-632-0975. And you have to give credit to Brett Brown as well. Now, there were times in game where he would tick you off, where he would take Alec Burks off, the hot hand, the ball would go elsewhere, and you bring somebody in. Furkan Korkmaz had a little bit of an injury. He had to step off the floor. But overall, Brett Brown, he pushed the right button tonight with Al Horford in the starting lineup for Ben Simmons. I'm assuming this is going to be what it is going forward until Simmons gets back, if and when he does return. Or does Brown go with a situational type of coaching deal here where you go against somebody like Portland and you say, well, how are we going to defend them? Horford can defend Carmelo Anthony at this point, but when it comes to a lineup of Lillard, McCollum, let's say Melo is at the three and they have Zach Collins out there, or if they go a three-guard lineup, is Matisse Thybulle going to be the one getting those minutes? Or Alec Burks, how are you going to figure that out? So that's something that Brown is going to have to figure out, but it's encouraging to see what Burks can give you off the bench. Not that we didn't know he couldn't do it. We just hadn't seen it yet with the Sixers. And man, did they need it tonight. 610-632-0975 is going to Stan in the post next in Pottstown on the Fanatic. How you doing, Stan?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Good, man.
So I just wanted to, one quick Sixers point, and then I wanted to get your opinion on something. The one thing they talked about, Van Gundy was talking about a lot tonight, you know, is how well we shoot from the foul line. I think at one point with the game under like 30 seconds, he mentioned all five guys on the floor are shooting close to 80%, you know, and in these bubble games, I think they've been averaging like 10 more foul shots per game. I mean, do you think that, you know, the rest of the way, especially with Simmons out, we're going to continue to see a lot of that high-low with Embiid and Horford and, you know, maybe kick to some wings like Tobias? And I mean, Richardson, I know he didn't have a great game, but he had a bunch of wide-open looks that we were kicking out of the post, and I was actually pretty pleased with Brett Brown tonight. I don't know. Yeah. I just wanted to get your thoughts on
Stan,
that.
I do think that that's what you're going to see a lot of. This is Joel Embiid's now team. Not that it wasn't before, but he always had Ben Simmons. This is Embiid's team, so the ball's going to operate through him first and foremost on that low block. A lot of high-low action between he and Horford, high-low action between Harris and Horford, and vice versa with Horford and Harris, and Harris and Horford, and Harford, all those guys, right? All those bigs. Well, we're going to see a lot of post touches and a lot of points in the paint, we hope. Tonight, the points in the paint stand 54 to 48. They have 49 shots in the paint, and you know a lot of those came from those three because while Burks was able to have a nice night, he had a great deal of those from the mid-range and making the three-pointers that he did tonight, 3 of 7. So, yes, I do think you're going to see a lot of that. This is going to be the smash-mouth offense that they talked about going forward with no Ben Simmons.
And then my other question, I just wanted to get, you know, your personal opinion on who do you see grabbing the eighth seed in the West? It's kind of like, especially with Portland coming up, like, you know, I got into a heated debate in one of my group chats with my buddies, and people are on the Suns right now. I mean, I just feel like Dame and Portland are going to kind of, so that's why I'm a little worried about playing them next, but I just wanted to.
Yeah. You know, so quickly, first things first, they are going to be playing a back-to-back. When the Sixers catch them on that second night. They have the Clippers tomorrow at 1 o'clock on TNT. That's Portland. So win or lose, they're playing a back-to-back. And, of course, it's spaced out a bit, 6:30 start, 1 o'clock start tomorrow, 6:30 start with the Sixers on Sunday. But I give the advantage to those Portland Trailblazers. They have the Clippers, the Sixers, the Mavericks, and then the Brooklyn Nets to close out their final game of the seeding games. And maybe they'll be in that play-in opportunity there, but if I had to give an edge, it would be to Portland. Selfishly, I would like for it to be the Phoenix Suns. The Memphis Grizzlies did get a nice win tonight, 121-92 over the Oklahoma City Thunder, so we cannot count them out at this time, but Portland would be my choice, Stan, if I had to make one.
All right, we're on the same page. That's why I love you.
Yeah, man. Well, listen, hang on. Great stuff, man. Really appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll qualify you for the NFL Shop gift card. Here tonight, best caller, Dylan will award you with that gift card for the best caller of the evening. Yep, 610-632-0975. to get your thoughts in on the Sixers win 108-101. And I am. I am interested, just like Stan is, in what's going on with the rest of the playoffs, because as a basketball fan, we have it back. So I'm not going to be picky, but I have an interest because the West is good. The West is always good. It's always fun. I like those teams, and you've always heard me say, outside of one person, particular person in the NBA, that's my favorite player. After that, Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard are my two favorite to watch, hands down, in the league. And Dame, again, going off. It doesn't matter where he is. He goes off. And he did again. He flat out did it again with his, what did he have, 45? Was it 45 or 48? And he had 10 threes, 10 plus assists in that game Damian Lillard had. I was just looking at it. So what am I doing? I'll look at it right now. He lit up the Nuggets for 45 on 13 of 21, 8 of 10 from the field. And he had, Bill, was 10 plus three-pointers. He had 11 of 18 from behind the three-point line. So, Stan, they play the Clippers tomorrow. We'll watch the game tomorrow. If they don't play well, you know it's always one of those deals where you're like, oh, man, we're going to see these guys the next day and they're going to destroy the Sixers. But it's a back-to-back, though. And they're going eight deep right now with Anthony Simons, Hassan Whiteside, and Gary Trent Jr., who has put himself in the mix for the rotation if they get to the postseason. That man has been on fire. CJ went cold on the game yesterday. 40 minutes, 4-15, 13 points. Dame at 45. Gary Trent Jr. off the bench, 7 of 10 from deep, 10 of 15 overall for his 27. Man, Dame is just cold. Love Damian Lillard. Love him. 610-632-0975. And that starting lineup, again, is Lillard, McCollum, Nurkic, Collins, and Anthony. So you can match it up however you want to match it up and be on Nurkic, Collins, and Anthony between Harris. And I will guess Harris will go Anthony and Horford will go Collins. And we know the guards will see what they can do. You got to go, I don't know, Josh Richardson on Dame and Shake on CJ. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Jesse and Mount Holly in the post next. What's up, Jesse?
Hey, what's up, man? I saw the game tonight with the Sixers, and I'm just trying to figure out why my boy Matisse Thybulle is not getting more time out there.
Yeah, tonight he played 21 minutes. How much more do you want him to get?
I just feel like...
Or are you just looking at the flow of the game and saying, this is where Matisse Thybulle should be on the floor?
Yeah, like, don't put my boy in, like, a couple of minutes left in the fourth, you know, stuff like that. A little disrespectful, because I just feel
That was the closing lineup. That was where they knew they needed that defense, and he's out there for the closing lineup.
Right.
Yeah, but I hear you, because sometimes in the pace of the game, the flow of the game, you're like, man, Matisse Thybulle would be perfect right here, especially
right.
if Evan Fournier is going off. Where's Matisse Thybulle? So you're right. But 21 probably seems right for him as a rookie, where you're just trying to let him get this playoff feel and all of that. I think 21 is pretty good, but I agree with you. It is based on how the play is going, of how I would decide to have Matisse Thybulle in the game.
Yeah, I was definitely happy with Al Horford tonight, though, MVP-wise.
Yeah,
I would definitely give it to Horford.
Okay.
Alec Burks, the thing that I know we got Portland up next. We're not getting that from Alec Burks every night.
No.
I'm going to just be honest. So I'm just like, what else can we do now with Simmons out? You know, Embiid, he's a workhorse. He's been turning up in the bubble, doing his thing. But I'm like, we need more from someone else. Like, I was also surprised by Tobias tonight. Like, he usually turns up more. He ended up having good numbers at the end, but I feel like if we had a little bit more, we could have really took over against Orlando. Because now you got Nurkic against Embiid. That's going to be a good battle.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. But I don't know, man. There's a lot going on with the Sixers, man. I just want us to go all the way. If any year that we we could steal it. I think we could steal it this year, to be honest.
Yeah, man. Listen, it's going to be a fun ride going forward. I do want to see where Matisse Thybulle fits in, how he's going to Brett Brown adjust to specific opponents and what he does out there going forward. Jesse, great stuff, man. Thanks for the call. Hang on. Have a great weekend. We'll qualify you for the NFL Shop gift card. 610-632-0975. We're in the post. So we'll go more Sixers on the other side. We'll get into the Phillies and the Flyers as well. I'm Devon Givens with you until midnight in the post. Dylan McKinnon producing here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.